Good morning. A judge says the regional president of Catalonia will face trial for allegedly disobeying the country's electoral board by not removing pro-secession symbols from public buildings during an election campaign. Catalan chief Quim Torra could be declared unfit to hold public office for a period of time if found guilty. Prosecutors are charging Quim Torra with allegedly failing to comply with orders from the electoral board to remove yellow ribbon symbols from the regional government's headquarters in Barcelona before the April 28th general election. The ribbons are how the Catalan separatists show support for the movement's leaders who have been prosecuted for their role in a failed secession bid in 2017. The board said the ribbons were tools of political propaganda that violated campaign rules. A bull broke from the pack and gored two Australians and a Spaniard during yesterday's final bull run of this year's San Fermin Festival. That took the number of gorings to eight for the eight bull runs that draw around 1 million people each year. The Red Cross reported several other injuries from knocks received from the bulls or the runners. 16 people have died at the bull run since 1910. The last death occurred in 2009. Los Montesinos on the southern Costa Blanca was hit by a 3.2 earthquake on Saturday evening. The quake at 13 minutes past 11 shook houses in Los Montesinos, Algorfa, San Miguel and surrounding towns. It was the second quake to hit the area in recent days. The depth was reported at some 4 kilometres. And authorities have confirmed that bites to two children, which caused three beaches to be closed, were not inflicted by a shark. Three Elche beaches were closed on Friday after two children were bitten. Users of social media reported that the bite might have been caused by a small shark. However, local authorities reported that after spending the night fishing, they finally caught a golfer, a fish with big teeth. That's the latest from TRE. I'm Bob James.